Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Rival night for the red and black of that good Matt Wadsworth's crew looking for, well, career win number 200 to hand to him against Owen Valley, guided by yet another Matt McGowan, in his first year at Owen Valley. They're 4-7 coming into this one at Patriot Hall in Spencer. The girls will tip off things at 6 o'clock. You know, Matt, these rival atmospheres, sometimes they're kind of hard to read.
You've got to be ready to adjust on the fly. You know, the game of basketball, there's so many ways for it to be played. You can't be prepared for every single thing that you face, but you can adjust. And so that's something we'll have to do as we play throughout the game tonight.
Matt Wadsworth of Edgewood, he's 3-1 against Owen Valley in his head-to-heads. Gary Sims girls, they're 10-8, and they'll take on the OV ladies 5-14 at 6 o'clock. To get things going tonight, we'll have Chalk Talk coverage with Matt at 6:55. Dave Novak joins me for the tip around 7:30. Elsewhere, a healthy Jason Spear back on the bench for the Cougars. They're in Martinsville tonight at 7:30, looking for win number 5 on the year. JR's got his crew at Columbus East, 6-6 is South. Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk at 9:30 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Quite frankly, after the other night, I don't know what to expect, but it's a 6:30 home game, so I guess we win, huh? Minnesota hasn't won here in 12 years. That's covered 7 games. Indiana has beaten the Gophers 6 straight in the series, and, well, the Gophers come in 12-3. Give them credit. They're 3-1. They're in second place. Hey, Mike, got a key word for tonight?
Work. Get ready for Minnesota. We have to continue to work to get better. And I got to get them over the hump. I got to figure that out. Anthony Lill has been great. No complaints there.
You know, it's kind of funny. I had a dream last night that Xavier Johnson was suspended indefinitely and stripped of his captaincy. And Coach Mike gave that captaincy to Anthony Lill. It was a dream, of course. But have to tune in to FS1, Lisa Byington, and the very wordy Stephen Bardo. He didn't like what he was seeing at all from Indiana on Peacock the other night. 6:30, Indiana, Minnesota. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.